look at the powerful promises of God.
Laba amanya gali bisubizo bya Katonda.
Count them.
Bibalirire
gakwe.
Bitunulire.
That's why you need to claim them with more seriousness. Claim the scripture with more seriousness. Because whatever was needed for it to become live in your life, to happen in your life, to manifest in your life, Jesus finished it. He finished it. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. In other words, he completed the plan of redemption. He completed the plan of what? Redemption. From what? From what? From sin and its consequences. From sin? The plan to save you from sin, to rescue you from sin, and the consequences of sin. When you understand the things of God, then you begin to see a lot of profit. When you understand the word, what it means to you as a believer and to a church in general, you begin to benefit. When you don't know, you perish. Anything that dominates the thought of a man, you get it. So, meaning that you need to have the right thought about something. But when you seek his government first, his rule first, his interest first, we can know the interest of God from the written word. We can know what he's putting first. Let's look at today's message. So you are most welcome for our special service today, Good Friday. We are going to look at the word. It is important for you to understand the word because God uses his word. Very, very important. He does not do anything without his word. His word is a very powerful tool for us. His word is our lifeline. His word ushers us in where he wants us to be. So I don't want us just to be religious. I want us to understand what took place, the spiritual significance, and how it changes your life, how it touches your life. Praise God.
Amen.
The message is entitled, "It is finished." It is finished. Now, the New Testament was written in Greek. In Greek, that statement is just one word. It is tetelestai. Tetelestai. Tetelestai.
Tetelestai.
It is finished. But in Greek, it is just one word. Tetelestai. Tetelestai. It is finished. Now, this was the cry of Jesus. Let's look at it. Let's look at John chapter 19, verse 28 to 30. John chapter 19, verse 28 to
30.
Jesus knew that his mission was now finished. And to fulfill scripture, he said, "I'm thirsty." Verse number 29. A jar of sour wine was sitting there. So they soaked a sponge in it. Put it on an hyssop branch and held it up to his lips. When Jesus had tested it,
yes,
he
said,
it is finished. Then he bowed his head and released his spirit. Praise God.
Amen.
This is a very important passage for us. It's also a very powerful passage. Jesus knew that his mission was now finished. His mission was now accomplished. And to fulfill scripture, he said, I'm thirsty. Whatever Jesus came and did, it was ordained by Father, his Father. God ordained it. And other prophets had prophesied about it. He came according to scripture. He came in accordance with what God's plan. What he said. His mission was made clear. Why Christ came was made clear. And that's why it has to be very clear to you. Why he came was made clear. You see, there's a lot that goes around. So it is easy to get confused and not even to understand why Christ came. It is easy to confuse it with so many other things that you lose the meaning. Significance of Christ coming. Some priests even don't know. Because when you understand it, it will impact your life. When you understand it, it will change your life. When you understand it, it will cause you to receive from God. He knew that his mission was now finished. There was no reason for staying. He had come to the end of the work. He was now on the cross. Even that last few seconds, minutes, those few minutes, what took place in those last few minutes was according to scripture. And to give us credit, credence to the entire story. Psalm 69 verse 21. King David prophesied. You know, he was a prophet. He was also a king and a prophet. This psalm he wrote about the Messiah. He wrote about Jesus. They gave me also gall for my meat. And in my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. You see, when he was thirsty, they gave him sour wine. They gave him vinegar. In fact, other passages says that they mixed it with gall. And you know how bitter gall is. He was thirsty. One of the things that people were crucified during that time, in that kind of capital punishment, is you die of thirst. You bleed a lot, and they hang you up there. It interferes with breathing, and then thirst can kill you. So when he said, I'm thirsty, because he had lost a lot of blood, and then he was hanging in a kind of position that cannot allow him to breathe properly. In fact, as the prisoners become weak, they die of suffocation. Because the rib cage does not work properly now. Because the hands are stretched out. And that last part, even for that last part, scripture was fulfilled. His work was over. In verse number 30, he said, it is finished. Then he bowed his head and released his spirit. Nobody took his life. He gave his life. He gave his life. And that's very important for you. He gave his life away because of you. It was a deliberate undertaking. And you can see this. He said it himself. The reason my father loves me is that I laid down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my father. Praise God.
Amen.
So he gave his life.
But you now want your blood.
He released his spirit.
Why?
You need to understand why. When you understand why, you can give the devil a very hard time. So he said, it is finished. It is finished. Now, there's something I want you to understand about this cry. This tetelestai. It is finished. It is finished. It was a triumphal announcement of someone fulfilling his mission. When he cried that cry, it was like someone who is announcing the accomplishment of his mission. He was not saying those words as a victim.
He was saying,
I have finished what you have sent me to do. I have finished it. He was not crying there as a victim. He was crying as a victor. Even in the midst of that tough situation. It was not a cry of a victim. It was a cry of someone who has come and done a big job.
A big job.
What was left for you? For you and me and everyone else was to receive. There was nothing left to be done. When Jesus cried out and said it is finished, there was nothing left to be done. That's why it is very important. Don't kill yourself with religion. You need to understand exactly what took place. Don't copy anybody. Look at what the word says. Nothing was left. Because you see, you can begin to do things to save yourself. You cannot save yourself. You can begin to do things to please God. No. You cannot please God. You cannot actually reach his standard. You cannot. You need to partake of his grace. It is his grace. Whatever he does for you is out of his kindness. Out of his forgiveness. Out of his kindness. His forgiveness and his influence. He saved you and called you so that you can do good works. He saved you, and through his influence he changes you. You can live a new life, but you cannot do good things to please him. You cannot succeed. But when you have accessed his grace can enable you to live a good life. Praise God.
Amen.
Let's look at John 17, verse number 4. Here Jesus was talking about the accomplishment of his assignment. In John chapter 17 verse number 4, ESV version says this: I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. You just look at that. And this means a lot. He finished. Whatever he came to do, he finished. He said, he told the Father, he was praying to the Father. He said, I finished it. And this means that all the promises, all types of promises and prophecies were now accomplished in him. All the promises that was spoken in Old Testament and others even in the New Testament, he fulfilled them. He was fully accomplished because of the work Jesus did. Let's look at verse 34. John 4:34. Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. What is it that Jesus finished or completed on the cross? What is that? It is important for us to understand what is it that he completed on the cross, because he said it. It is finished. Nothing was left. Because he said, knowing that all scripture was accomplished, knowing that all scripture was fulfilled, just look at the powerful promises of God. Count them. Look at them. That's why you need to claim them with more seriousness. Claim the scripture with more seriousness. Because whatever was needed for it to become live in your life, to happen in your life, to manifest in your life, Jesus finished it. He finished it. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. In other words, he completed the plan of redemption. He completed the plan of what? Redemption. From what? From what? From sin and its consequences. From sin, the plan to save you from sin, to rescue you from sin, and the consequences of sin. You know the consequences of sin. It brings the devil near you. It is just like where you go and dump rubbish all the time. The rats will keep coming until you stop putting rubbish there. Satan is like that. He knows when you break God's laws and rules, they will keep coming. So he came to deliver us from the power of sin, to rescue us from the power of sin. When you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, he gives you the grace, that is the power, to break free from sin. You begin to say no. You begin to refuse. Where before you could not refuse. You begin to leave certain things where you could not leave before. Praise God.
Amen.
So, he completed a redemption plan for us. Galatians 3:13-14. But Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. Other translations say he has redeemed us. Not going to redeem that, he has redeemed us. You need to understand your position. He has redeemed us. He has redeemed me from the curse of breaking God's laws. Sometimes when you tell the devil, especially when they are following you because of covenants of idolatry, covenants your parents and ancestors made, even without your permission, without your knowledge, because they come after you, you tell them, it is too late for you, devil. Christ redeemed me. He redeemed me. He's not going to redeem me. He redeemed me from the curse of breaking God's laws. You know what attracts the devil? When you break God's laws, a curse is activated. And the devil comes to implement it. So when you are with Christ, you have been put right, you are saved, you are forgiven, you learn to tell the devil that it is late for you. If you had come before I was saved, maybe you would have got room. But now, it is too late, Mr. Satan. It is too late. Praise God.
Amen.
It is too late. You tell him, it is too late for you. Sometimes I tell the devil, I say, it is too late. When he brings a bad dream, he comes with a bad dream to you. Don't let the dream disturb you. You tell him that he redeemed me, it is too late for you. I don't go by dreams, I go by the word. You tell him I go by the word. You know why he brings those dreams? He's trying to check you to see whether you are doubtful or not, whether you are sure that your redemption has been completed. So when you tell him that it is too late, I don't go by this dream, I was redeemed, you'll see those kind of dreams disappear. Also see whether you are accepting him back. When you tell him that, say, no, this one has known. Whatever bug he has carried and the problem is have brought, he will carry it and go with
it.
I'm here to tell you that Christ has redeemed you.
Oh, yes.
That evil power from your family foundation will not get you. They have lost power over you. Whatever covenant your ancestors made, your grandparents made, your parents made with the demons, they are canceled because of what the Lord has done. That is why on the cross, he became a curse. He took your curse. Whatever laws that your people broke, that you broke, that curse fell on Christ. You have accepted him. You cannot be punished two times. Christ cannot be punished, and you cannot also be punished for the same thing. He was punished on your behalf. When he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. He took upon himself the curse for your father's wrongdoing. He took upon himself the curse for the idolatry of your family, for the witchcraft of your family. He took upon himself. And that's why whatever power is following you because of those, they shall leave you now. They have no power over you. As you remember what the Lord did for you on a day such as this 2,000 years ago. Praise God.
Amen.
For it is written, in the scripture,
mu byawandikibwa,
cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree.
Nti akolimiddwa yenna akomereddwa ku muti.
Through Christ Jesus,
mu Kristo
Yesu, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing he promised to Abraham.
Katonda awadde bannamawanga omukisa nga gwe gumu gwe yali awadde Ibrahimu.
Same blessing.
Omukisa gwe gwe gumu.
You are carrying the same blessing.
O situdde omukisa gwe
gumu. That God promised Abraham.
Katonda gwe yasubiza Ibrahimu.
We shall briefly look at what those blessings are.
Tugenda kubanga tunulako.
So when the devil tries to bring you a bad dream, or someone tries to curse you just declare that me, I'm already blessed. I'm blessed. My curse was dealt with. He took my curse. I cannot have it. I am in him. He took it. I cannot have it. See the curse of breaking God's laws. You file the full range in Deuteronomy 28. You cannot read it now. At your own time, go and read Deuteronomy 28. Curses that follow people when they break God's laws. Praise God.
Amen.
Some of them are very terrible. You build your house, someone stays in it. But it's happening now. People build the bank takes. Another person sleeps in it. Many things happen. But for you now, you have to tell the devil. You say, look, I cannot carry a curse. He carried it on my behalf. That is why I have accepted him. I am redeemed from the curse. I am redeemed from every curse. Nobody can take me to a witch doctor. Nobody can invoke a spell on me. I am blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Let me tell you, church. It doesn't matter what kind of demons is brought to attack
you.
When you tell him the truth, that Christ became a curse for me, you cannot implement any curse in my life. You cannot. What remained for me is the blessing. He became a curse that the blessing of Abraham can come to me. It is too late for you. I am blessed. I'm not cursed. It doesn't matter what kind of demon that one is. Even if he's the second in command or the third in command after the devil, he cannot get you. The truth will stop him. Stop the devil with the truth. Listen, as you celebrate this Lord's Supper, as you celebrate the death of Jesus Christ, know that you are blessed. Know that you are blessed. As you celebrate the death of Jesus, know that you are healed. Know that you are healed. Know that you are delivered. Know that it is finished. Know that it is finished. What your father suffered, you are not going to suffer. What your grandfather suffered, you are not going to suffer. What your grandfather suffered, your children shall not suffer. Jesus did not say it is finished for nothing. It costed him his life. He poured his blood. Let me tell you, all those curses listed in Deuteronomy 28 cannot touch you. Believe that cannot touch you. The ground is clear. The ground is clear. State it until it has entered your mind. Even when people want to oppress you, say, no, you cannot oppress me. I'm not a slave. Jesus set me free. You cannot oppress me. Refuse to be robbed. You cannot rob me. Because it is really all because the curse of Deuteronomy 28 robs people of what God has for them. But when you are in Christ, you have been redeemed. The devil must pay back whatever they stole from you. Let me tell you, as you celebrate this Lord's Supper, you will experience restoration of what was lost. Your job shall be restored. Your marriage shall be restored. Your blessings shall be restored. Whatever was stolen from you shall be restored. Your business shall be restored. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hebrews 12. He said he entered once for all in the holy places. Not by means of the blood of goats and calves. But by the means of his own blood. First securing an eternal redemption. Let me tell you, you are saved forever. You are saved. The devil cannot mess you up. You are saved. When you are redeemed, not only your soul, your entire life is redeemed. Your property is redeemed. Everything about you is redeemed. Because your life is everything around you. Praise God.
Amen.
What does this mean to you now? If he redeemed you, what does it mean? Let's look at five reasons what it means. Number one, he opened a way for a new covenant between you and God. Between you and God. A new agreement. Church, you need to understand that a covenant is such a powerful thing. Why do you think demons keep following people and disturbing them? Because of the covenant their ancestors made. Their parents made. Using blood with demons. In the hope that they will be helped and blessed. In the hope that they will be protected. In the hope that they will prosper. That's the basis of idolatry. People worship demons. They have shrines in their homes, or in the past they used to have it on that basis, thinking that the demons can help them, the spirits can help them. No, they can't help you. They are thieves. Praise God.
Amen.
They cannot help you. But let me tell you, that covenant, the new covenant that you enter into with the Almighty God because of Jesus, cancels the other old covenant. It cancels it. It terminates it. Because this new covenant is superior. It is superior. It is more powerful. Church, when you insist on what has been written, you eat of its fruit. You benefit from it. I want to encourage you, church. Don't gamble with your life. Insist on what is written. Insist on it. Insist on it until you see it. Insist on it until you see it. Everything I've insisted on, I've seen. Everything I've insisted on, I've seen, I'm telling you. And I'm yet to see many others. Praise God.
Amen.
You make the biggest mistake to give up on anything as long as it is written.
Don't.
He opened a way for a new covenant between you and God. And that covenant, Hebrews says, is a covenant of better things. A covenant of better things. a covenant of what better things? What good things do you need now? You can have it. You can have it in Jesus' name. In fact, receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Luke 22:19-20. New Living Translation. Look at that. And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, ratified by my blood." That's what Jesus said. Look at that covenant. So he told them, he directed them to observe it. Because if we were not bringing here the bread and the
cup,
I want to assure you, you would forget it. So he told us to always remember how he suffered on a day like this. And why he suffered. How he suffered. And why he suffered. Don't forget that. How he suffered. And why he suffered. Because a covenant, whether in marriage, whether in a job, whatever the contract, because a covenant is a contract. It's a powerful thing. It's a powerful thing. A covenant is a powerful thing. Even between two human beings. Some people make even covenant and they suck their blood. They cut themselves and suck their blood. Don't ever do that. Because spiritual forces, especially demons, will come. Because they are witnessing. They are everywhere. They will come to reinforce it. So if it is done wrongly, because you have to do covenants properly, not illegal covenants, not bad covenants, like the one the ancestors did, not covenants with idols. That's why when you are casting them, they cry out, "Oh, we are, they are ours, they are ours." And you ask them why, the grandfather gave us. Praise God.
Amen.
But this new covenant enables you to access the protection of God, access the power of God, access everything that belongs to God, the earth and its fullness. It enables you to access it. Enables you to be blessed by anybody that God decides to use. So the new covenant is such a powerful covenant. It causes you to actually access the power of God, the resources of God, everything that belongs to God, and you become, it causes you to be adopted as a daughter, as a son. And then when you, that's why when you talk, you quote scriptures, you quote with authority, and the devil will have to fear. Praise God.
Amen.
There's this young girl here, are you there, the one who said the demons was used to disturb us so much. And then she decided to take what was being taught here. It is written and it is true. Who is that one? Yeah, this is the girl. She was being attacked by all kind of demonic powers. Even the grandmother wanted her dead, all of them dead. Some people say something once, twice, they give up. It is written and it is true. Let the devil know it. Praise God. So he opened the way for a new covenant for you. That covenant give you an upper hand over everything. Negative. Number two, it means you are healed. What does that redemption mean? It opened the way for a covenant between you and God. Number two, it means you are healed. You were redeemed. Eternal redemption. It means you are healed. That's what it means. Matthew 8:16-17. That evening, many demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus. He cast out the evil spirit with a simple command, and he healed all the sick. This fulfilled the word of the Lord through prophet Isaiah, who said, he took our sicknesses and removed our diseases. Say, he took my sicknesses and removed my diseases. When he was hanged on the cross, he took my sicknesses and removed my diseases. He took my sicknesses and removed my diseases. It is written and it is true. He took my asthma. You put now whatever is disturbing you, even for your children, put it. He took away the asthma attacking my daughter and removed all her diseases. It is written and it is true. Mention whatever is disturbing you. Mention it. Mention what he took away. Mention what he took away. And conclude it by saying it is written and it is true. It is written and it is true. It is written and it is true. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Number three, it means you have been made rich. You have been made what? Rich. Church. Poverty is a mentality. The demons, Satan makes you look at things in a way that will make you be stuck.
Daimon of Satan akuletera okulaba ebintu ekinakuletera okubango nawo olemera.
If you only look at lack in your mind, you will never come out of it. If you only look at your poor state, you will never come out of it. But look at the promises of God. Look at abundance. Pray to God and say, God, give me wisdom and revelation that I may access the resources you have for me. I'm liberated from poverty. Show me now how I can get the resources. It means you have been what? Made rich. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse number 9. Good News Translation. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Rich as he was, he made himself poor for your sake, in order to make you rich by means of his poverty. He left the street of gold, came here on earth, like a human being, because of his kindness, his goodness. Then he exchanged that poverty that you have. He took it on himself and he released what he brought from heaven to you. At what point in his life was Jesus totally poor? Sister Mercy, when he was completely poor, he had nothing. At what point was that? You remember Jesus when he was preaching, moving around? But at what point was he left with nothing? At what point? on the cross. Remember, his cloth was even taken away. He was only left with the loincloth. On the cross, he carried your poverty. Never accept poverty. Never accept lack. Praise God.
Amen.
Never talk poverty. Never talk of impossibilities. God, you are opening me a market for me. Lord, you are showing me what to do. Lord, in this city I'm blessed. Money is looking for me. Lord, you are granting me wisdom and revelation to create wealth. Let the power that enables me to create wealth manifest in my life, in my situation. Praise God.
Amen.
Number four. It means you are blessed. Because we are looking eternal redemption. What does it mean? If he redeemed you, what does it mean? What does it translate to? It means you are blessed. Galatians 3:29. And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are his heirs. And God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, Brother Balondemo likes reading Bukede newspaper a lot. You, I always find him reading Bukede there. Lift up your hand and let him know. And he was telling me a story that he discovered that most of the people who are very rich in the city, when they die, the banks come to take away most of their property. Meaning actually that they did not have anything. It was because they owed the bank. So the bank came for the property. So he was telling me a story yesterday. A sad one. Where the son of one of the top fellows around with a lot of big hotels in the city and property was crying for help when they are coming to take away the things. But let me tell you, you are an heir of Abraham. You are an heir. You are already blessed. If you are in Christ, you are the seed of Abraham, and whatever blessing God promised Abraham belongs to you. And let me tell you, what scripture says is what you should go and talk. When someone comes to demand money from you, maybe help from you, maybe people from the village, don't begin to lament. Say, God, you are able. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing. Just, you see, because let me tell you, the demand people put on you can pull you down. Can bring your thinking down. Can make you begin to think that you are unlucky. You are not unlucky. It's not about luck. You are blessed already. In Christ, you are blessed. You just say, God, make me a blessing. Make me a blessing. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, some years back, I had a very strange dream. I shared it with my wife.
That
everyone in our family was coming to me for help. And I was the one helping them. And literally, really, so many people come to me. And some people are worried. Say, now, Pastor, now, you like helping people throughout now. They are going to wear you out. I said, no. In fact, why I'm being sustained is because of that help. Give and you shall receive. And I tell them, if I was not doing that, then you would not even get anything from me. Praise God.
Amen.
Let's just look at a glimpse of Abraham's blessing. We are ending. A glimpse. A glimpse of at the blessing of Abraham. Genesis 24. Verse 1. Let's look at verse 1. And then we shall jump to verse 34 and 35. Because you are heir. You are the heir of Abraham. Now you need to understand what you have. Because an heir gets from the father. Your spiritual father is Abraham. And let me tell you the truth. Church, listen carefully to me. You are very rich people. You are very rich people. We are trillionaires for Christ. I did not just write that. The Lord showed me. He told me that people sitting in the church here, well, they are seated like paupers when actually they are billionaires. When actually they are billionaires, I'll never forget that. And these days, God has begun to give me word for every different people. You are one of them. You are one of the billionaires. You are one of them. Praise God.
Amen.
You need to know. I told you, sister, that God is changing your life. I don't know whether you're believing or not. You're believing. I don't know how he'll change it. And Nancy, you are a rich woman. When I look at you, you are a very rich woman. With a very rich husband. Praise God.
Amen.
I'm telling you, that's the truth. I'm telling you, this mama here, the pastor,
Mama wa pono musumba,
she has believed the word the way it is.
The grace
of God has manifested in her life from the time she entered here up to today. You know, our sister was married to one of the directors in the medical services. He's retired now. The sister one day met me and said, Pastor, my sister is blessed. My sister has broken through and was meaning her. Praise God.
Amen.
I want to tell you, you need to know what you carry. You are an heir. You are an heir. You are an heir. You are an heir. It is written. You say, I'm an heir. I'm an heir. It is written. And it is true. I'm not poor. I am blessed. I am rich. I am healed. I am delivered. I am an heir. I am an heir. I am an heir. In Jesus' name, give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Sister Mercy, begin to make God blow your mind now. Begin to make Him blow your mind. Begin to look, because in the bank you can handle too much money and you wonder, you even stop thinking about it that you will ever have it. But let me begin to look at it like it is yours now. The kind of money you used to handle for other people, you have been faithful, God will also put it in your hand. Yes. Praise God.
Amen.
Abraham was now a very old man. And the Lord had blessed him in every way. Do you see what you are to inherit? He was very old. He was very old. Meaning that the blessing of longevity was on him. You will never die before your time. Oh my God, lift up your hands, everyone. There are people being delivered here from premature death. The power of premature death is broken. Oh, it is broken, it is broken, it is broken. That spirit of death, that coffin, that grave, that the dead people you keep seeing, their power over your life is totally broken. Totally broken. You will live your full life in the mighty name of Jesus. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Abraham was now a very old man, longevity. And the Lord had blessed him in every way, not some ways, every way. I'm here to tell you that you are blessed in every way. I say you are blessed in every way. I say you are blessed in every way. You are blessed in every way. Mention marriage, you are blessed in every way there. Oh yes, you are blessed financially. You are blessed in relationship. You are blessed in business. You are blessed in your workplace. You are blessed in whatever you touch. You are blessed when you turn left. You are blessed when you turn right. You are blessed when you go forward. You are blessed when you go backward. You are blessed in Kampala City. You are blessed when you are out of the city. You are blessed in Uganda. You are blessed when you travel out of Uganda. You are blessed everywhere. You are blessed when you go to sleep. You are blessed when you rise up in the morning. You are blessed when you travel. You are blessed when you stay. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. In every way it is written. I'm not cooking it. You are not cooking. It is written. First of all, the Bible tells you because of what happened today. You are an heir. You are an heir. We are told. Even Romans chapter 8 tells us we are heirs. He cannot deny us anything. He could not stop to give us his son. So he cannot stop to give you any other thing. Praise God.
Amen.
Now look at this testimony of Abraham's servant. Verse 34. I am Abraham's servant, he explained. And the Lord has greatly blessed my master. He has become a wealthy man. The Lord has given him flocks of sheep and goats, heads of cattle, a fortune in silver and gold, and many male and female servants, and donkeys. Praise God.
Amen.
He had business. That's why people were working for him. Male and female. We are told. The Lord has blessed my master and he has become a wealthy man. Listen carefully. In Christ you are a wealthy man. You are a wealthy woman. You are a wealthy woman. You are a wealthy man. What is the use of that wealth? Service in the kingdom, making the world better than you got it, being a blessing to others. You cannot eat wealth and finish. It is for work, it is for service. The Lord has given him flocks. He had blessed him with livestock. Then he blessed him with had cash. Then he blessed him with people who were working with him in his different businesses. That is your portion in Jesus' name. That is your portion. I said that is your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Lastly, that eternal redemption means the promises of God are guaranteed for you. They cannot fail. They are guaranteed. They are guaranteed. Teacher Geoffrey, they are guaranteed. When you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, the promise of God for you are guaranteed. So let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse number 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse number 20. Amplified version. This is what it says. In summary, it says God's promises are answered in Christ. That's why we say in the name of Jesus. Now, for as many as are the promises of God in Christ, they are all answered yes. In Christ, it doesn't matter what kind of promise. But in Christ, they are all answered yes. So that through him we say our amen to the glory of God. Praise God.
Amen.
Listen, the devil cannot hold you back.
He
cannot. Your deliverance is finished. I say your deliverance is finished. Your healing is finished. In the mighty name of Jesus, as you take the Lord's Supper, begin to experience your healing. Even now, as you declare the word, experience your healing. Experience healing from infirmities, from diseases, in the mighty name of Jesus. And let me tell you, and you are free from all kind of fear. You cannot be in Christ and you are fearing. Fear, let me tell you, fear is leaving you.
Now,
fear is leaving you. Fear about the future. Fear of what people will say. All manner of fear. Fear that you are not going to get what you want. All kind of fear, they are leaving you. Because it is not the devil who is in control. It is Jesus. So you have nothing to fear. I say you have nothing to fear in the mighty name of Jesus. So receive your peace in Jesus' name. You have been set free to succeed. Your marriage is released. Your body is set free. Your mind is set free in the mighty name of Jesus. We are going to pray. Let's dedicate this and quickly in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As your people take the bread and the drink from the cup, Father, let the full power of the new covenant manifest in their situation. Let them receive their healing. Let them receive their miracles. Let them receive favor. Let closed doors open before them. Let satanic chains break. Let their children be blessed. Let their wombs open. Let their hands receive money. Let their hands prosper and succeed in everything they touch and do. Let everything that is promised in the word come to reality in their lives. We thank you, we give you glory and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
There's someone here, you have a problem in your stomach. When you eat food, you get a lot of pain, you have problems. Through this Lord's Supper, as we take the bread, that represents the body of Christ, we want to thank you, Lord, for healing us. On the cross, Jesus took our infirmities and removed our diseases. There's no room for that pain, for that swelling, for that cancer, for that fibroid. There's no room for that ailment in the body of your children. There's no room for a curse of sickness and poverty to manifest in their lives. No room for poverty and sickness to manifest. Every evil covenant made by the ancestors, they are broken. As they take this, Lord, let there be a manifestation. As they drink from the cup, let every negative covenant, evil covenant, that were made by them and by others over them from the foundation, let it be terminated. We thank you, Master. Usher them into their next place of freedom. It was for freedom that Christ died. Let that freedom manifest now. We thank you, Lord. Blessed Holy Spirit, we thank you for the work. In Jesus' name. So take the bread and then drink the cup after. Then we shall pray. Because through your name, Lord Jesus, Every promise that was given by the Father, which is written in Scripture, is fulfilled in your name. The powers from your background, from your foundation, the powers over your life is broken. It is finished. The powers are broken. It is finished. That sickness cannot stay, because it is finished in the name of Jesus. There's someone, you feel like half of your body, from the top of the head, something drops from the top of your head, half of your head running down. That spirit of paralysis is leaving you right now. I rebuke fibroid to go. It is finished. Let that fibroid go. It is finished. Every demonic hold over your life is broken in the name of Jesus. Whatever troubles your womb, causes trouble in your womb, disturbances with your period, it is leaving you now. It's leaving you now. There's a lady here, you feel like there's a snake inside your stomach, like inside your womb. You are being delivered from that snake now. That spirit is leaving you. 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 Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Every closed door before you is opening in the name of Jesus. Receive that miracle of a job. It is finished. That's why you are blessed. It is finished. That's why the job door is opening. It is finished. That's why that miracle is coming. Every power tormenting your house, tormenting your children, is broken in Jesus' name. The power of the new covenant manifesting in your life right now. There's someone here you want to join some forces and to carry a gun. You want to become an askari. God is saying that he has another work for you. You are thinking of joining. You want to join. God is guiding you that don't join. He has something else for you. Look to him. Witchcraft powers. Witchcraft powers. It's broken in Jesus' name. Powers from the grave, they cannot hold you. Thank you, Lord. God is giving you a new story.
Let
the grace of God manifest in your circumstance, in your life, as you leave this place. You will be greeted with good news wherever you go. 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 Something is changing around your life. The power of rejection is broken from your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings. I rebuke every kind of ailment that live in you now. It is finished. It is finished. That constant diarrhea. It's finished. It's finished. In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive your healing from altars. Receive healing from a heart disturbance. Someone is being set free in the head. Your thoughts are released. Fear cannot hold you. Fear cannot hold you. Thank you, Jesus. Every demonic chain holding your feet and your hands, they are broken. Every spell that imprisons your life is broken. Jesus. It is finished. It is finished. Whatever was all in your business is broken. It's broken in Jesus' name. Receive deliverance. Demonic ailments. I rebuke it to leave you. Infirmities. You cannot die because of high blood pressure. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. Be set free from diabetes. Be set free. Be set free. Be set free. Be set free. Someone be set free from bleeding. I speak health into your homes. A release in your eyes. A release in your eyes. Someone here, the sharp pains in your eyes, receive deliverance from those sharp pains. They come abruptly. Be set free. Receive whatever you needed from God and believe that you have received it because it is written. Because it is written. Because it is true. Let the wicked one pack up their bags and go. Receive instant healing now. Receive instant healing now. Receive a miracle now. In the name of Jesus. Someone is receiving his miracle. Oh my God, miracles are happening. They're happening. They're happening. They're happening. They are happening. They are happening. Miracles are happening. Miracles are happening. Miracles are happening. Receive. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. It is done. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Testimonies. I just want to take three testimonies, because we don't have time. Is there anyone you felt the Lord has blessed you and touched you? To the Lord for him. Give him a mic. Tell us your name and what exactly the Lord has done.
God.
Amen.
I'm called Pariudan from Arua. By that time when I came to Kampala here, I was really suffering because I'm a Martian. I went to look for work. I could not get work.
Yes.
It was for the first time I came for morning glory. During that time, Pastor
Ken?
Not Ken,
Jasper,
he prayed for me. He said, "Where do I stay?" I said, "I stay here in Chirumbe." And he told me that God will open for me ways, and he blessed me. During that time, it was 3 days, I was just walking even without eating. He helped me. He gave me 10,000. He said that by tomorrow, they will release for me work. Soon tomorrow, before reaching tomorrow, they called me. They said that there's a work just near here. And I went to do that work. And he prayed for me that one there. And at our place there, my parents, the sickness start to attach. When it fall on my mother, the next day it will turn to my father. Like that. I was just spending money like that. Since I joined, I start to pray here. The healing. My parents receive healing. Nowadays there's no sickness. My parents are now well. The second manifestation is that I was praying for work. And they have now released the contract there in Nakawa. There's a big work there in Nakawa. They told me that I have to start it. They have to start it on Tuesday. I went to approve the work there.
Amen.
On Tuesday.
Amen.
I will now start that work there.
Amen.
Praise speak to God.
Amen. Amen. You know why God decided to heal the parents? Because his money was going to be taken away. You see now, that is how wonderful God is. We give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Another testimony. There's someone with healing testimony. Come and tell us, give her the mic.
Sisters and brothers.
Amen.
My name is Harriet Aguti.
Gemanya.
I thank God for healing my mom.
Amen.
I lost my dad in 2021 July. Since July that time, we have been spending a lot of money to nurse my mom. Since July up to last Friday, we have been spending 500,000 per
week.
One time I came to Bishop and he prayed for me. He said he wants God to revise the kidneys. I thank God that the kidneys have improved. She's passing on urine very well. She's sweating.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Although we have not yet been discharged from whatever the process we are doing, what the Lord has done best in my life and the lives of my sisters and brothers, God has given us a waiver of treatment free of charge.
Amen.
So the 500,000 we are paying weekly has stopped last Friday. The dialysis of today has been free of charge from the mercy of the living God. We thank God for that. I give God the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise.
Someone behind you, Papa.
Oh, okay. In fact, there are people who got their healing miracle. Don't go with it. One more person. Let's Becca, tell us.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm very happy. I'm glad that I'm here. Actually, today I requested Mommy that I come for the Holy Communion service. Three weeks back, I got some stomach problem. When I eat food, I immediately go to the toilet. I went to the hospital. They checked me and everything was fine. Then some friend of mine said, your condition is beyond my understanding. Then they gave me some medicine to keep on taking, but it wasn't improving. But like, I even like stopped eating normal food, like, because every time I would eat food, I have to run to the toilet. Then like, I would have stomach ache. I don't know, but I kept on saying, God, you should heal me from this. So when I was getting up to come and serve the Holy Communion, Daddy said, there's someone here, you've been having a stomach problem even when you eat food. I got surprised. I almost stopped there. I was like, God, you sure that is this? I was so happy. So I went and sat and took my Holy Communion. I said, today I'm going back home and I'm going to eat food well. So as I took the Holy Communion and the bread, I just felt some cool thing in my stomach. I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. And I thank God that He has delivered me from the spirit of fear. I was seated there, but getting up was hard. But I was like, let me get up and pass the other side. I thank God that I'm able to glorify the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amiria, I thank God so much. He told me when we are just beginning, He said, you fast. I did it for 3 days. As he was, it was just the beginning of this thing here. As I fasted, the devil came with many things in my life. I said, what type of God am I serving? But then I just glorified God. I first vomited blood. I was wondering which type of blood is this, because they had said in the hospitals that when you vomit blood, even if once, first go and check up. I said, I'm not going to check up. Devil, I am going to the church. I am not going to rest down. I am not going to do anything, but I will glorify my Father. As I came, I was so much happy that even I just got a new cloth for, He said, just get it for Easter.
Amen.
I glorify God.
Bless the new cloth. Amen. Give the Father, I want to thank you for your people. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you for the signs and the wonders. Thank you for what you have done for them. Father, bless them. As they go, let your mighty hand rest upon them, your favor rest upon them. During this Easter season, protect them, preserve them, bless them and their families. In the mighty name of Jesus, provide everything that is needed. Father, we thank you for everything that you have done here. Thank you for changing the lives of your children. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you, Master, for the answers to different needs that they have. And we want to thank you for our church ministry. We want to thank you for where you are taking us. We want to thank you for what you have done. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.